Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. It is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it looks like we have a late in the house. We have Mr. Rick Wright
actually,
on the East Coast. Uh-oh, we have an excuse in the house. Just so everyone
o'clock.
Knows, this is with all due respect, we're live, and we just got Mr. Wright on the line. What's going on, Ricky?
Dude, I just came up my driveway about 50 miles an hour on my bike and jumped off, threw my helmet off, took my phone out, and it was 3:59. So according to our start time, the show starts at 4, correct?
Yeah, it starts at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, yes.
So am I on at 4? Was I on at 4?
No, I said, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Boom. You came up on the – so everybody knows, I have a – whoever's leading the show has something called the studio. And when someone calls in, it pops up on the actual dashboard or studio board. And it came up, I don't know, 5 seconds after I said, welcome, everybody. Now, did you dial before 1 or 4 o'clock? Probably.
I dialed at 4:59. Here's the deal. What do you want for cleanup? I just had to wheel my bike in because it's actually raining out a little bit.
All right. Okay, here's the cleanup. Here's the cleanup.
50 push-ups?
And it's, no. Let's do something valuable to our audience. I would say, and for you, so people know, cleanups are ways of giving back to somebody or just, you know, something so that, you know, everything's balanced. Plus, it brings the man into honor in case he dropped something out or was late or broke his word somehow. So can you just name, because that's cutting it pretty close, can you name one other place in your life where you're really cutting it close and you're actually maybe, you know, cutting it too close for your own safety or your own well-being and others?
You know where?
Down. Where?
You know what? I this is the thing. This is the thing for me, and I'm not being, you know, this is God's honest truth. Hand up. I'm rarely ever that close. I'm usually Johnny on the spot. The circumstances that got me to this spot were, I thought I had plenty of time, so I took a different route home. So I took a more scenic route through this town called New Hope instead of just coming down 29 because I figured I had a little bit of time. And so the lesson that I got is that when it comes to, you know, when it comes to having to be on or on our commitment to not take the scenic route, get the direct route, and instead of shooting for 4, because that's my goal today was to shoot for 4, and of course the universe gave it to me, we'd be shooting for like 10 of or 5 of. So.
Right.
That's what happened. But yeah, I'm usually Johnny on the spot, man. You can ask anybody. I waste more time waiting for people because I keep my word to them about being on time and then being late. So, you know, I probably lost, you know, hundreds of hours of me sitting there waiting for folks because I'm on time and they're, you know, they're not.
All right. So you can't think. But, thank you for that. And lessons are super important. In fact, if everyone just treated life like lessons rather than good and bad, holy shit, we'd have such a more peaceful world. So thank you for that. But I'll ask you one more time. If there's no answer, there's no answer. Is there anywhere else in your life where you are cutting it close, like barely getting there? Oof. Not about time, but anything, or any place.
You know, man, I'm trying. I'm seriously trying to think because here's what I do. Of course, you know, I've been in men's work for 13 years. So how many, you know, there's been times where there's been, you know, fuck up here and there. The deal is that, you know, I've cleaned it up. And then for, you know, thinking about it, if I think I'm going to cut it close, like this is what I do. If I go to see my parents and everybody's, you know, we're meeting at a place or we're meeting at my sister's and my mother's house, I can't predict the traffic from an hour from my house to their house. So what I do is I let them know, hey, I'm going to leave my house. If it's starting at 1 o'clock, I say, I'm going to do my best to get through at 1. I'm going to leave our house at 10 to 12. If I hit traffic or something comes up, I'll be there as close to 1 as possible. So in those circumstances, I won't say I commit to be there at 1 and then let, you know, all the fate and whatever, the New Jersey Turnpike traffic gods dictate when I'm going to get there. So, I'm there. I'm always there.
Cool. All right. Well, I just wanted to.
Here's the thing. If I can come up with something, if I think of something, I'll definitely. I'll let you and our listeners know.
Because I know we've both been we've cut it kind of close with the show, like 2 minutes to go. I mean, that's kind of close, you know, calling in, especially with sometimes technical stuff. So it's just valuable. That's what we do in the men's work anyway, too, is to take an experience. And not to harbor on it, because like 3 seconds late, who does that really hurt? You know, you did make it on time. I mean, it did impact me a little bit, like, shit, where is he? Da-da-da-da. I get into my head. But we use it as a benchmark to see, is there anywhere else in our life that we might be unconscious to? Because we want to be fucking awake, right? We want to be conscious. We want to be firing on all cylinders. So if there's any part of our lives that we're not 100%, we leave clues, you know, our actions leave clues. So that's why, you know, we ask the question, and if it pops up later, great. If it doesn't at all, that's cool. But thanks for playing the game, right? We're in the game of life, and we're playing all out. So right on, dude.
Yeah. Cool.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, man. We've actually, like you said, we've been playing a little co-host roulette over the last couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. That's right. 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Last week you had your mom on. That was a precious show. I love that show. I mean, it sounded like just two people talking. It didn't sound like she was on the spot or you were on the spot. That was fun. And then 2 weeks before that, you were on a vacation trip, and I talked to I had Dave Plant from our MDI organization on as a co-host. We talked to a man who was celebrating his 1-year anniversary that day of sobriety.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. So what's new? I mean, I kind of know what's new because you and your mom, you know, chatted it up a bit. But any other big news in the world of right?
I'm trying to think. It's sort of status quo. Things are good. Weather's been great. You know, weather's been getting nice around here. We had, in Jersey or the East, I guess it's Jersey. We had like one of the wettest Mays and one of the coolest Mays in a long time or history or something like that. And I've just been getting outdoors as much as I can, and riding as much as I can. Nothing really, outstanding. Just work is work, and everything else is pretty good. What about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on with me? What's going on? Let's see. I'm just trying to think something new. I've been doing a lot of writing, committed to 30 days of writing for June. So every day in June, I have some piece that I've written, or at least dedicate myself to it. And I've also got into the meditation, because lately I've realized, what's the frickin' point of life? I mean, are we supposed to just be churning out gigs and posting on Facebook meaningless stuff? I mean, it's not all meaningless. It's meaningful for individuals, but I just started to see, like, God, I just feel so meaningless lately. Like, what am I supposed to be doing in life? And I realized, you know what? I used to have a goal in my mid-20s to go for enlightenment, to go for awareness, awakening, you know, bliss. And I know it doesn't come from the outside, right? So I said, you know what? Maybe that's what I should be doing. There's not a lot of gigs going on, a lot of jobs I have in the pipeline. So I think I'll just sit still, go within, and listen to, you know, higher self, spirit. So that's been kind of a new direction. And when I do that, then creativity arrives, and I can write poetry in like 20 freaking minutes. Sometimes it just flows out. So I think it's just a time to kind of do an inhale and go within for me. Though here's something that doesn't one thing that doesn't do, though, it doesn't pay the bills. Like, bills continually show up at my house. It's amazing. It's so consistent. And they just want something from me. I'm like, hey, I meditated. Does that count? Here.
Hey, I meditated.
I
know what I do. I do believe that there's this mind, you know, this mindset connection to anything, business, and you know, well-being, health, happiness, bliss, and you know, I meditate, and I'm pretty consistent with it. And the deal is that it's really training me to, it's giving me bliss, peace. And how I'm doing that is by, you know, being able to control what goes in my brain and what I'm thinking, you know. And if it's not serving me, I have these tools now that I can just turn them down. Like, I can use my hand and actually make it look like I'm turning down the volume, you know, gently, you know, and then all these different things. But I believe that when my mind is really in a good functioning place, that it's productive, it'll create more. So whatever if you're doing that, man, that's great. Cause I think that'll definitely lead to something. And one cool thing is, that book that I was reading that I'm really embracing is uncertainty. You know, nothing's guaranteed, like literally, you know, in this moment is what's reality and what's going on. And, I just really been embracing that, and that's cool. So I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
long sort of way of saying it.
Yeah, me too. And it's so weird because I think when we do go within and get clear and peaceful, then I believe answers and even gigs and money opportunities show up a lot faster than scurrying around like in a monkey mind crazy attempt to find something in the state that's not very open, really. So, yeah, it's cool. And I'm working on getting rid of the distractions that I create, which is called, you know, turning on Facebook, scrolling through YouTube, you know, that's a distraction. I mean, sometimes it could be educational and, you know, you can learn things, but holy shit, man, it can really take my time and energy away. And when I sit still and I go within and I look where my energy is going, I'm like, holy shit, I'm like so, like spinning wheels and wasting energy when I could be just being still and then acting from a place of centeredness, which feels purposeful. So anyway, I still want money. I need money.
Pretty deep.
It still pops up.
Did I tell you about that one book, The Soul of Money?
Yes, that was, yeah. 2 weeks.
I told you that, man. Read that book. Here's the deal. As long as you have that mindset and that want, you're always going to be chasing it. So if you read The Soul of Money, it took the whole, you know, I want this. I didn't need anything. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want another bike. I want this. All this shit I was just spewing out, right? And then I just read that book. I was like, you know what? I have everything I need. And as soon as I went to that place, I'm like, everything I need, like my business blew up in a good way. My accounts blew up in a good way. I ended up getting, I ended up getting another bike. Like, it just started flowing in. Like, I took the block out. I lifted the dam. And I tell people that all the time because I had a guy, I had a guy tell me that, you know, a guy who's, you know, a pretty big business coach. And he's like, he goes, listen, man. He goes, every time I hear you talk about money, he goes, he goes, you have to read this book. And I said, okay. And I read it, and it's a little bit, you know, it goes a little bit into the religious thing, and it goes in a little bit of, you know, like giving back and tithing and sort of not like, it's not religious that way, but like how to be charitable and give. And that's true too, because, you know, when I'm in a very generous state or giving, things seem to come back. And every time I meet someone who's like really, really, like really rich, it's like, it's almost like if they're insulted if you don't take what they want to give you, because it's, I think that they get the secret that the more they give, the more they get.
Yeah. We deal with one person, me and Jennifer deal with one person that he's, very stingy, though. He's like, he has a lot of money, but he's very stingy with us as far as, like, you know, paying his clients. And so it's always surprising when I, because I know about that theory and that concept that you're talking about,
yeah,
about abundance, yeah, you know, putting it out there, getting it back. This, so he's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of odd that he's
an anomaly. Yeah, I trust me, like, when I go through all this stuff and then I'm like, well, why, how does this dickhead have all this money? Because they're literally a dickhead. You know, they're, you know, they're not a nice person. You know, they're not giving back. They're stingy. They're cheap. You know, it's not even, you know, it's not even like they're, you know, they're not like, they're sort of like just hold on to the money, watch their money. They're fucking cheap. You know, it's like, how does that asshole, you know, after all this stuff that I'm learning. So, you know, I don't know. I've witnessed it. I felt it when I'm in flow. Shit happens. So.
My dad totally taught me that, you know, growing up. He's like, oh, you got to put the money, you got to put the energy and the money out there into the flow or what you're talking about, you know, and then it flows back. I'm like, oh, okay. So I see this Soul of Money. Is that this Lynn Twist by Lynn Twist? Is that right? Transforming
yep.
your relationship
yep.
with money and
yep.
life. So I see it. Oh, darn, it costs money. All right, cool.
I can ship it to you. I can ground to you for like $1.50. It'll take a three months to get there.
Jump on your bike, and drive it over. We'll meet in the middle, Kansas.
Oh, dude, I'd love to.
So, what do you? I was curious. I know we have a topic, but let's see if we even get to it as far as letting go. But
I know.
Have you been? Speaking of distraction as well, have you been watching the Kathy Griffin show on social media or media?
I have. You mean the Kathy Griffin shit show?
Yeah, the shit show.
Yes. Yeah, and apparently she had some kind of press conference today, and she totally spun it, or she totally took a different position. And again, I'm paraphrasing. She was laughing at a table across from me at a Quick Check having a coffee, and he looked at me, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm listening to the Kathy Griffin press conference. And he said, in so many words, that now she's claiming that she's the victim of misogyny because this is the way things are now because of the new administration. You know, people are going to bully her and tee off on her because, you know, that's the new culture. And I was like, ooh,
right.
I'm like, I don't know if that's, you know, she should have just waited three more. She should have waited till after the weekend because there'd probably be a new headline Monday. And, you know, and then 2 years from now, CNN will hire her back and, you know, or, you know, go do gigs for 2 years. I'm sure she's not hurting for coin.
Yeah.
But what is your take on it?
Well, I've seen people like, what was that? There was the one newscaster who actually lied on air that he had, this is a couple of years ago. He lied on air that, oh, yeah, I was part of this, you know, I was on the ground during the Army War. Like he lied to his people who was watching the newscast. So he went away for a year and a half. He just go away so that people can kind of forget about your lying and that you might be doing, like, breaking rocks with a shovel or something, you know. We just can picture that,
yeah.
that you've done your time, whatever that means for the society. So I understand that concept. So as far as what I think, well, just for people so they know, like 300 years from now when they listen to this archive show, with all due respect, from 2017 in June. Yeah, so this Kathy Griffin comedian decides to hold up a decapitated head of the current president. And she thought it would be funny and a cool artistic statement. And she got a ton of backlash. So my take is, yeah, freedom of speech. Go for it. Say whatever you want. Oh, well, good. Look at this. There's freedom of speech on the other side. So you're going to get all the backlash. And the best thing you can do is be humble. The best thing you can do is be humble and go, well, let me look at this. And she went there the next day or maybe later that day. She did a video of apology. Saying, "Oops, I broke, you know, across the line." If she really meant that, just stay there. Just let that settle in. But yeah, to take the victim role, it's like, oh man, you created this whole thing, lady.
Yeah, well, here's, and she should have known better that whatever she said, no matter what she said, that there was going to be a backlash from the other side. Because now there's literally this, like, there's this social civil war going on. And, you know, she knew that that was going to happen. But again, it's just time. That's all it takes. It just takes a, you know, it's literally a news cycle. But literally people's lives are getting destroyed on a daily basis with what's going on. So, yeah, I don't think that doing what she's doing now is going to help at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably going to hurt. But she's in such a tizzy that she just couldn't sit still. You know, it's like, listen, it's like our commander in chief. You know, every time he sends these stupid tweets out, I want to fucking break his fingers. And, you know, right. It's off the cuff. You know, it's off the cuff. It's emotional. It's like, that's not the way, this is the greatest thing for meditation is pausing. Take a pause, you know, and there's ego and all this other shit, man. It's like, she just can't. So, you know, she didn't pause. By Monday, there would have been something else with the mainstream media, you know, doing something or, you know, something happening, and it all goes away. I'm trying to think. There was something that was going on a couple of weeks ago, and then the thing happened in Manchester, and that lucky bastard. I can't even remember. You know, it's like literally 10 days ago. There was something going on before. Yeah, what was it?
Kind of negative media thing that was happening for someone, and then it went away because it was a murder. Oh.
Yep, because it was a terrorist attack. So then it went to the terrorist attack. People gotta understand. This is all this news cycle is to get people to tune in, to click, to buy. It's like, it's so disgusting. It's like all it is. It's not even getting information out anymore. It's just who can get the most, you know, attention, click. You know, who can have, you know, the. I always go to Geico. I don't know why, because I fucking hate Geico. But, you know, their little banner ad. So you see that, or you see their little ad running. It's like, that's how pathetic things are. You know, reality is I'm sitting in my garage, on a toolbox, looking outside at robins jumping around in my yard, and I hear them chirping. That's reality. That's what's going on in my reality. That's my reality, of course. All this other shit is just noise.
Reminds me of I'm a obsessive fan of a comedian who was actually passed away in 1994, but he's still around because of, you know, social media and Facebook, you know, YouTube and stuff. Bill Hicks, he's a comedian. He died when he was 32. And he talked about, watch CNN. Have you ever watched CNN for, I don't know, up to 20 hours in a row? He's making jokes. If you ever do that, like me, then you'll see war, famine, all this like boom, boom, boom. And then you look outside and it's chirp, 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 chirp. You know, I can't make the sound, but he makes this chirping sound. He goes, where is this shit happening, man? I mean, and then why is it like inundating our consciousness when we look outside and you see little birdies flying? Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, I'm a big freedom person, like being free. So this kind of story does grab me because, you know, they're trying to say, this is freedom of speech. We can say whatever we want. However, I've been on the other side of threats, and I'm nobody, right? I'm not president of the United States, but it's very disturbing because you don't know. Is the person crazy? Are they going to do that?
Yeah.
Actual threats of violence, I think there are consequences of that, and it does not do well on someone's psyche to have that. Have you ever had like a threat of violence towards you? I don't know, man. Uncool.
Not since I heard, hey, right, if you touch my locker again, I'm going to kick your ass. You know, like that. But not like, not like somebody getting in my face. As an adult, I haven't had that. Here's the thing, though. You know that, you, and again, just freedom of speech, you can't go up to somebody and say, I'm going to fucking kill you. You can't, you know, you can't say that, right?
So there's laws on the books to say you can't say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
You can't. There's like, you should see the structure of freedom of speech. It all goes back. Like the extreme part of this would be you can't go in a movie theater and scream there's a fire.
Right.
because technically, you know, you can say whatever you want. I got freedom of speech. I'm in America. You know, and then you crowd a theater, you fucking scream, you're going to get hurt, and you're fucked. If you,
right.
Nowadays, if you tell somebody, if you threaten somebody in that way, like physical harm, you can get in trouble. If you say something physical, like you're going to hurt them physically, and they're a different race or color or creed or religion from you, then you can be caught, then you can be brought up on terroristic charges.
Yeah.
So we should do a whole show on that. We should do freedom of speech, huh? Or freedom of speech, yeah. Like, you know, a bunch of question marks.
Because I mean, what that does is that indicates action. Like,
yeah.
Speech is verbal, but action can
yeah.
impact. In a way, I mean, I guess they could say, well, verbally you're impacting me. But, yeah, to actually have an intent to go and, hey, Rick, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to blow your house up. It's like, whoa. I mean, that's something that breaks natural law there, like me saying that,
yeah.
You know, to you. It's like, wait a minute. Now you've got to, I don't know, now on your side you've got to be like, what? Like if I'm some stranger or whatever, what? What's he talking about? I don't know. It just... I'm grappling with it because I'm such a fan of free speech, but I know that there is a natural law line that you can't cross, or if you do, there's a consequence. So
yeah.
Anyway, of course, she, Kathy Griffin, could have simply, what they don't do is talk about the specific issues. Like, well, I don't agree about
yeah.
this, but I do agree about that. They never do that. It's all like, we must kill
no.
this person or take him
yeah.
out. Crazy.
It is. Dude, you know it's 4:26 already?
Yeah. Right. So
holy shit, dude.
Let's go ahead and cover our topic. No.
You know we're gonna get out? You know we're gonna throw out? Oh,
what?
Throw out. Fucking dude.
What?
Now I'm like I you wanna switch to our topic, I'm like I am not sure on what I want to throw out. Like we can, now we're going to go on the
oh, throw
segment.
Out. Are you talking about throwing? Oh, so our topic, we didn't have to go.
Yeah,
here, yeah.
Clean shit.
Just so we can check it off the list. We
just
were going
to
talk
topic
about.
And let's close the show.
Purging the shit out of your life. So, anyway, so what I did recently, we had a tag sale. That's what they call on the East Coast. On the West Coast, they call it yard sale, garage sale. Anyway,
yeah.
We had the sale. And we're supposed to get all the stuff that we have that we don't need anymore. I'm not a hoarder. I don't have much stuff. I just have books and things that I actually use. So I just got into this mode of how cool it is to clean stuff out and clear things out, and I do it routinely. And then I see my hoarder friends who have all this stuff, and they're just holding on, and it just seems, I don't know, it seems like it would be a drag. So we're going to talk about that. Anything you are you more on the hoarder side or the zen side of not really owning much?
I have a lot of shit, but it's very organized and neat. So I'm a zorder. That's a zen hoarder, if you didn't. And I should put that in the Urban Dictionary.
So you should. A zorder, very... You only hoard the things that you truly organize and have neatly. Right. You've seen the extreme,
yeah,
though,
or
right?
Shit's,
don't even.
Or shit's packed away, like where I don't see it. Like I'm looking at. Just funny, I'm in my garage. I'm looking at dog food that my wife got at a food drive for dogs, like probably 8 years ago. It's shit. It's like sort of like I'm paralyzed. I don't know what to do. Look at it, throw it out, use it as paperweight. But anyway, dude, it's fucking 4:29.
I know. Time to go. So we'll just plant that seed with people that possibly throwing shit away can make your life lighter. Or if you're a hoarder, you've got some kind of mental, emotional issue that you're holding on to. It's just a thought. I'll plant the seed. See where it grows. Anyway. Well, have a great weekend. You know, plans as we close the show?
No, not you know, nothing really spectacular. Weather's going to be okay, and it's going to be good. Sunday, no, the one thing I know, Sunday I'm just going to relax. My wife's got a bunch of stuff to go on that's going on, so I'm just going to have a day, a Ricky day.
Ricky day. Cool.
Ricky
well,
day.
Enjoy the weekend. I'll have a Jimmy
day.
Same,
brother.
Or a couple of them, and we'll say thank you to our audience for listening in. We're here every Friday with all dude respect. Look us up on Facebook, and have a great weekend. See you, Ricky.
Take care, brother.
Take care.